Thanks for listening to Benefit from the Bible. We believe the Bible is God's Word for our temporal and eternal benefit. God bless your listening. The key question today is, what child is this? We're going to answer it in a whole bunch of ways, but in three primary ways we're going to answer. First of all, we're going to see that He is the promised one. We're going to see that He is the saving one. And then we're going to see how He is the transforming one. First of all, He is the promised one. The Bible tells us that He would bruise the head of the serpent. So to bruise the head of the serpent is to crush the head of the serpent, to destroy the serpent. And the serpent is the devil who tempted Adam and Eve to fall into sin and brought destruction upon the entire world. So, not the serpent itself, but the devil was in that serpent bringing about this horrible thing. So everything horrible in our lives, it's because of sin. But God wants us to know how much He loves us and how He has provided a way of escape in His Son, Jesus Christ. Notice what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3. The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." What child is this? He would be a descendant of Abram. In Genesis chapter 12, the Bible says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, 'Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.'" What child is this? He would be born of a virgin. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 7, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." What child is this? He would be for us. A very unusual statement. When you think about two people having a child, that child is for them. But this child would be for us. Who does that include? That includes you and me. It includes the entire world. A very unusual child. Notice what it says in Isaiah chapter 9. "For to us a child is born. To us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." What child is this? He would be a descendant of David. Notice in Romans chapter 1, "He was descended from David according to the flesh and was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord." What child is this? He would be born in Bethlehem, thus the name of our congregation. In Micah chapter 5, the Bible says, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days." Now we come to part of the Apostles' Creed, which focuses on the Son of God. Jesus, the very Son of God in human flesh, born of the Virgin Mary, he descended into hell, he ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Come to the question again, what child is this? Coming to the second major part, he is the saving one. In Matthew chapter 1, the Bible says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.'" What child is this? He came to redeem us. What does it mean to be redeemed? It means to be bought back. So God made us, we belong to him, but we ran away. We went off and did our own things, but God still loves us. So he sent his son so that with that holy, precious blood of Jesus, he could purchase us, he could buy us back, he could make us his very own again. Notice what it says in Galatians 4. "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons." What child is this? The Bible tells us that he was tempted, but he did not sin. Sometimes people want to say that there are multiple people who did not sin, but right here, though, is the one and only exception in the Bible of someone who did not sin. If we say it in any other way, we're saying something that the Bible does not include. It's always good to stick with the Word of God. In Hebrews chapter 4, the Bible says, "Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who was unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." What child is this? He humbled himself. Think about the Son of God in his glory in heaven. He could have stayed there, but yet he sets aside the glory of heaven and he comes down and he's born of a woman. So the Creator becomes part of the creation as he's born through the woman Mary and puts on human flesh as the very Son of God. And if that wasn't enough, then when the time came, he allowed sinful people, just like you and me, to nail him to a cross. And if that wasn't enough, then God the Father in heaven gathered up all sins, past, present, and future, and put those sins on the Son of God. And if that wasn't enough, then he was punished for all those sins. And when that was all done, he declared it was finished, and he laid down his life. After that, God highly exalted him. Such important things that he did for us. Notice what it says in Philippians 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God, that is, with God the Father, a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. To answer the question, what child is this, we now come to a key part of the Nicene Creed. He is the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. And was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. He suffered and was buried, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. Whose kingdom will have no end. What child is this? The Bible tells us that he is the transforming one. God wants us to know that we all are in need of transformation. If that's happened already, I rejoice in that. But if it isn't true, don't say it is true when it's not. Many people will come before Jesus Christ on the last day expecting an open door to heaven. And yet, for many, many people, that door will be closed and locked and shut with no opportunity for it to open. So don't somehow think you're okay based on the reasoning of your own heart or mind. That's no way to think about being right with God. God is saying, get into my word and I will show you the truth. If you're not quite sure, if you need some help in working through that, I'd love to help you with that. But it's a very easy thing, though, to believe something that is false and to stick with that for decades. I've been there. I did that myself. So I speak from experience, unfortunately. This passage we're coming to here, though, it says that Jesus is the transforming one, and he's able to take something that is in such bad shape that it is dead, and yet he can make it new. The Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself. For our sake, he made him, so that is God the Father, made God the Son, to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him, in Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God. What child is this? He came to make us children of God. So we're going to see in this reading that he came to his own, but his own did not even recognize who he was. Think about the great sadness of that, that about 2,000 years after creation, God came to Abraham and said, Abraham, one of your future descendants is going to be the promised Savior. And then from that point forward, the entire Old Testament is focusing on that group of people. In other words, focusing on the descendants of Abraham. So they should have very well known how much they needed the promised Savior. They had all the information in here they needed to know exactly what he would be like and who he would be. And then when he came, what a sad thing. Almost all the ones he came for, they didn't recognize him, they didn't see their need for him, and they rejected him. In doing so, God did then open the way for the Gentiles, so that's good news for us. But it's so easy, though, for people to somehow be too busy, or somehow think they don't need him, or somehow, oh, that's good that he came for that bad guy over there, he needs him, I don't, I'm a good guy. So it's easy to come up with all these different ways of thinking, but let's understand, though, that all of us need Jesus Christ. Notice what it says in John chapter 1. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And then finally, what child is this? He came to shine through us. So when Jesus was here, he was the light of the world. But now he has ascended into heaven. But the words we have here, he said to his followers, he said that you are the light of the world. We could think about it like this. If we think about the sun and the sun has the light, the moon has no light of itself. So how can we see the moon at night? That's because the sun is shining on the moon and reflecting off the moon so that we can see it. So we are like the moon as followers of Jesus Christ. Jesus is shining upon us, and we are to reflect that light in our lives. May God help us in that way. Notice what Jesus said here in Matthew chapter 5. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Thanks for listening. If you are searching for a church, join us at Bethlehem. We are located at 7500 State Road in Parma. This is our Sunday schedule, service at 8, classes at 9:30, service at 10:45. We also have a service on Mondays at 7 p.m. For many other ways to benefit from the Bible, visit our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.